grow into a monster. Instead, I quickly substitute one or another vivid scene from the nightmare of my later drinking. 20-odd years ago, I made a mess out of my one and only marriage. It was therefore not extraordinary that I should shy away from any serious thought of marriage for a great many years after joining AA. Here was something requiring a greater willingness to assume responsibility and a larger degree of cooperation and give and take that even business requires of one. However, I must have felt deep down inside myself that living the selfish life of a bachelor was only half living. By living alone, you can pretty much eliminate grief from your life, but you also eliminate joy. At any rate, the last great step toward a well-rounded life still lay ahead of me. So, 6 months ago, I acquired a ready-made family, consisting of one charming wife, four grown children to whom I am devoted, and three grandchildren. Being an alcoholic, I couldn't dream of doing anything by halves. My wife, a sister member in AA, had been a widow 9 years, and I had been single 18 years. The adjustments in such a case are difficult and take time, but we both feel that they are certainly worth it. We are both depending upon God and our use of the Alcoholics Anonymous program to help us make a success of this joint undertaking. It is undoubtedly too soon for me to say how much of a success I shall be as a husband in time to come. I do feel, though, that the fact that I finally grew up to a point where I could even tackle such a job is the apex of the story of a man who spent 18 years running away from life.